This is GQDN for finally Friday, September 8th, 2023. In today's news, we have some Xbox stuff, more Starfield, and somebody shouldn't have jumped. But we begin today with NintendoEverything.com, and his Nintendo Direct leaker is leaking some information for the games for next week, because Nintendo Direct is coming next week. So, Pyro is one that's doing the teasing. In fact, he just said, quote, "Let's just say fans of a certain MAT lab function will be happy with the upcoming Direct," end quote. The fans did figure it out that it might be F-Zero with Final Fantasy Tactics and Metroid Prime, but could be some other things too. But there may be some other leaks that comes in the future. And in fact, there were, because Pyro underscore X on X did post a video. And what it's basically saying is that a Donkey Kong game, it may be coming in the next Nintendo Direct. We shall see. Now, sticking with Nintendo Everything, the Zelda director was talking about Tears of the Kingdom and the timeline. In fact, here we go with names again. Hidemaro Fujibareshi, I do apologize if I did butcher the name, did talk with Famitsu, and he was talking about The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom timeline. So here's what he said. Quote, "It is definitely a story after Breath of the Wild. After that, basically, we're thinking about how not to break the story and world of The Legend of Zelda. Those are the two points I could say at this point in time. I think if it doesn't collapse, fans have the space to wonder various things like, so that means it's possible. If we speak of the possibilities, there is the story of Hyrule founding. It is also possible that Hyrule has collapsed in the history once before. I don't randomly make things by saying, isn't it interesting of how we did this here? So even for the parts we did not tell, I hope you enjoy imagining it." So I do hope you're enjoying the game. Someone wasn't enjoying his game, or hers, because according to GamesRadar.com, one of the World of Warcraft players jumped and died in hardcore mode. So the hardcore realms were added to the World of Warcraft Classic. And if you die, you cannot be resurrected. So you must move to a non-hardcore realm or start from scratch. So that stuff can really be difficult, especially if you lose your character after hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of leveling and enjoying the game. But there was a video posted by an X or Twitter user at n_tys26, and did show the streamer making the way up a tall structure and was up on a rock platform with a bridge just below, and it looks like the platform is just bigger than it is, but the player didn't jump as far as what they needed to reach the solid surface. So the player's name, Hazit to Jones, did realize what was happening, but he couldn't do anything about it. Just watched their horror from the level 50 character that tumbled to his doom. In fact, here's what n_tys26 did say on X. "After mistiming a jump and falling to his death at level 50, Hazit to Jones immediately says he's done and ends his stream." Go again? Oh, poor guy. In fact, World of Warcraft did say, "Well, Classic Hardcore has been out for a week, and here's all the gruesome data. Top three races, human, night elf, and undead. Average level at death, 10. Highest level, Magora, 40. Magora's winning streak, 15. Top five causes of death, Kobold Miner, Falling, Player versus Player, Voidwalker Minion, and Wendigo, along with other things." So, there you go with that. But Game Informer did say that, on a positive side, Starfield had the biggest launch ever for a Bethesda game. So at Starfield, on X, did say, "As of this morning, Starfield has already surpassed 6 million players, making it the biggest Bethesda game launch of all time. And they did give their thanks. In fact, Hi-Fi Rush had to just notice, because they also said on X, "Congratulations, Bethesda Studio, on the launch of Starfield game." Even Doom did say, "Pro tip, avoid Mars. Happy launch day, Starfield." So did Dying Light 2. "If you're tired of exploring the city, it's time to go into outer space." Kudos to Bethesda for delivering this monumental and long-awaited release. May the guiding light of your starship always lead you to the right path. Hashtag Starfield, hashtag Dying Light 2. But they weren't the only ones. There are a few more games that did call out. But I'll let you check them out there yourself. But that's not the only thing. There's something a little bit interesting for you. PC Gamer did say that a Starfield player uses the laundry basket to pull off the casino heist of the century. So, one of the real classic scams was discovered one day after Skyrim did launch. And that's the bucket trick that no longer works. All you have to do is put a bucket on an NPC's head, blocking their line of sight, then start stealing stuff. But there are also some bins and buckets. So Starfield allowed you to pick up and hold items in the front of your character, which retains the physics properties that could also be able to knock off the shelves and other surfaces. So somebody just did that, and one of the PC Gamer's editors, called Robert Jones, did notice it. And that's why we have this article, because he said, quote, "I did this to get the expensive bottle of alcohol in that guy's office. Just drop an object on the floor, then pick it up and use it to paddle any item out of view of the owner. Then take flat objects works best. They're just easier to use for the aforementioned paddles." So yeah, there's people stealing in-game. But don't you wish you could steal this? According to PCGamer.com, there is a new Valve hardware that was certified in South Korea. And it is a headset. So, this was found in South Korea as a new Valve hardware device was a part of radio certification, which was supposed to be a precursor to wider release. But this is a VR headset by the looks of it. It could also be a controller of things. Now, Valve did discontinue the controller back in 2019, but the Stream Machine was rolled out into the Steam Deck. So there was a new controller that seemed quite unlikely. But we'll see what they do. Could be a headset, visor type. But that's not the only thing that's going on here, because Engadget.com did say that the Xbox 360 building set may be available? No. It's a Lego rip. It's a Lego thing. Replica. Because Mega Bloks did really pick this up. And that's the company releasing the 3/4 scale replica of the Xbox 360. And that does come with a controller and a copy of Halo 3. And that was spotted by the X user called Warrior64. Though it's a non-functioning unit, it is quite the thing to look at. So those that made that looks pretty cool. It really does. But we end today with games. If we said Xbox right, so here's some of the Xbox games that'll be coming in September, early September. And we begin with Full Void, and that'll come September 12th. Myth Force, Isle Tide Hotel, all come September 12th. On the 13th will be Gravity Oddity, Mystic Gate, Super Bomberman R2, World Web by Palgi. On September 14th, oh, let's get scary with Ad Infinitum. How about AK Exolotl, something like that. The Crew Motorfest Cross Gen Bundle, Dino Blaster, Mortal Kombat 1 Premium Edition, Solar State, Solar Ash, Summon Eternia, Ugly, Valthan Arc Hero School Story 2. On the 15th will be Another Castle, Baby Shark, Sing and Swim Party, Bright Side, Riddles and Puzzles, Dreamhouse Days DX, Dungeon Village, Game Dev Story, Heavy Duty Challenge, The Road Truck Simulator, maybe on the 14th, Hot Spring Story, NASCAR Arcade Rush, Perfect Ninja Warrior, Station Manager, Super Brawl Rush, and Werewolf Pinball. You can check those games out on news.xbox.com, so go check them out. You can check us out too at Group Quest tomorrow, twitch.tv/DonForge for the weekly show. This has been a DonForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the live show.